Welcome to Marriage Day Podcast. I'm Jimmy Evans. I'm joined today by my wife, Karen.
Hi.
Karen, it's good to have you
Thank
here.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
And we have this podcast to help you thrive in your marriage, to have the marriage of your dreams, and overcome any issues you may be dealing with. And today's program is talking about steps to prioritize your marriage higher than anything. And God designed marriage to operate as the most important human relationship in our lives. It's only second to our relationship with God. Now, Karen, this is something that we almost divorced. Mm-hmm. We almost split up after several years of marriage. And a lot of people don't know that, but you need to know that because we didn't have a natural advantage when we got married. We didn't know anything about marriage. We almost divorced. And the Lord showed me in Genesis chapter 2, the four laws of marriage. Mm-hmm. In Genesis chapter 2 and verses 24 and 25. And it says, a man shall leave his father and mother. Well, the word leave there, it means to let go of. It means to loosen your hold. Mm-hmm. When you get married, you have to reprioritize the most important blood kin relationship in your life. Mm-hmm. Before you get married, the most important priority in your life is your mom and dad. When you get married, you have to reprioritize that. Marriage has to take priority over everything except your relationship with Jesus. Well, when we got married, work and golf came before you. Mm-hmm. And it created tremendous problems in our relationship. It can be children, it can be friends, it can be social media, it can be any kind of thing. Anything you put before your marriage is going to cause serious problems in your marriage. It has to be in real terms. And so in our relationship, you kept complaining. See, God calls himself, I believe this is Exodus 34, God calls himself a jealous God. Mm-hmm. And God says, my name is jealous, capital J. Mm-hmm. Well, the word jealous means intolerant of rivalry. What God is saying is, I want you first. I created you for me. And I'm intolerant of a rivalry or a competition with people or with things or all that kind of stuff. God wants us first. Well, the same is true in our marriage. And that is, if we're not first, we become jealous. Mm-hmm. It's a righteous jealousy. Mm-hmm. I'm fighting for the integrity of our relationship. And that's what you did, because when I would go golfing and work all the time, play golf, you challenged me. Mm-hmm. And you were fighting for the relationship. Well, I just thought you were a nag and you didn't get it. And I really did. I mean, I just thought, you know, what's wrong with you? You know, but you were right in fighting for that. So I repented when the Lord showed me the four laws of marriage. I repented. And when I hung up my golf clubs for several years, I came home, made the marriage first. It transformed our relationship.
Mm-hmm. Well, our relationship began, you know, in high school, and we were 16, and spending hours on the phone, hours.
And together.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But my point is, we spent so much time together. It was like we were never separate. If we were, it was like because you had to go be with your friends. So my point is that because of that, that was the beginning of our relationship that made me feel secure. That, you know, you were constantly pursuing me, constantly wanting to talk to me. One of the reasons you left college at Tech is because we were spending so much money on the phone.
So those are the days of $400. Long distance, yeah.
And so it was like, we probably need to get married. This is too expensive. But my point is, you know, we did. We prioritized our relationship at the beginning. And so that set the foundation of when we did get married and we lost that, I noticed it. But I also believe that God put that in us, just like you said. He puts it in us when he creates us to hunger and thirst for what's good for us, to prioritize that, to make it. And so when it gets messed up, I think it's God's radar saying, hey, this isn't right. You know, checkpoint, checkpoint. And you and I didn't know these things. When I think back on our relationship, there weren't marriage books. There was no teaching. There was nothing. You know, we literally had to go to God for everything, and which was a huge blessing. But in the meantime, it's just one of those things that, you know, I now that I'm older, I can look back and see how smart God is. He's just so brilliant that he would put inside of us those things to keep us together. Yeah. You know, those checks in us.
Yeah. And when your spouse is nagging at you about your friends or about work or something, it's love. Mm-hmm. They're loving you. Mm-hmm. That's what love does. That's what God does. God chases us down. See, if someone comes and grabs your children off the street and takes your children away from you and you say, bye, kids, be sure and brush your teeth. Mm-hmm. Well, that's sick. Mm-hmm. Those are your children. Well, you'd claw somebody's eyes out for your children. Mm-hmm. That's love. Mm-hmm. You fight for the integrity of that relationship. Well, the same thing is true of your marriage. When your spouse is with their friends all the time, when they're with their parents all the time, when they're at work all the time, when they're playing golf all the time, mm-hmm. there's something righteous in us that says, you belong to me first. Mm-hmm. That's what the law of priority is God, for this cause, mm-hmm. a man shall leave his father and mother. For this cause, a man and woman are going to have to reprioritize their lives. So when marriage is first, it thrives. Mm-hmm. When marriage isn't first, there's jealousy, there's resentment, and there's going to be issues. Talk about children for just a minute, Karen, because I never felt like you put the kids before me, but a lot of men and women, let me say what I'm thinking, a lot of men resent their wives mm-hmm. because they feel as though that their wives put the kids before them. Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of women will turn to the children because they feel like their husband mm-hmm. is absorbed in work or something else.
Yeah.
But talk about that for just a minute, about women and children.
Well, I think you're exactly right. And I don't know why that was never an issue, because, I mean, I could see how it could be. You know, so for women that's they're doing that right now, I don't want them to feel guilty. But I do know that you have to put your spouse first. That children grow up and go away. And that's so right. You and I have watched through the years marriages crumble when the kids leave the home because they have no relationship. They've never made their marriage a priority. They've never made, you know, that they've never done the work to make sure, just exactly what you're saying, that they are first, that my spouse is first. Oh. And so if they're not first, then when the kids leave, what do you do?
That's, I mean, exactly right.
You have to start all over again, and most people don't want to.
I think one of the reasons that you didn't is because the Lord held our marriage before our kids got too old. If he wouldn't have, I think the kids would have all you had left if you just stayed with me. Mm-hmm. But there is just a real serious problem with a lot of marriages, because in-laws ruin many marriages, because the Bible says, for this cause a man shall leave his father and mother. Well, my mother and father are precious, but I have to be willing to reprioritize that relationship, which means putting parameters on the relationship. See, here's a nightmare situation.
Hey there, Jimmy Evans here, and today I want to share something with you that's changed the way so many people approach sleep entirely. It's Cozy Earth bedding. They sent us some sheets and sleeping sets, and they are the softest thing we've ever felt. The softness was remarkable, akin to nothing we've ever experienced. For anyone who values their sleep as much as I do, Cozy Earth is a game changer. What impresses me most about Cozy Earth isn't just the incredible softness or the temperature regulation, it's the commitment to quality. All of their products come with a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty. They're built to endure, and that's something I stand behind. I recommend Cozy Earth to everyone, friends, family, you name it. Here's a special offer just for you. Use promo code MARRIAGE35 at CozyEarth.com to take 30% off your order. Trust me, this is a deal you want to take advantage of. Head over to CozyEarth.com and use the code MARRIAGE35 for 35% off. Discover the Cozy Earth difference tonight. Sleep better, live better, good night, and take care.
When a woman gives up her marriage for her children, mm-hmm. maybe the marriage wasn't good in the first place, but then she becomes emotionally attached to her children. Because it's called triangling, by the way. It's emotionally propping yourself up on your children. It doesn't fix your children, but it breaks you. Mm-hmm. Okay, and it also breaks them. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't fix you, but it breaks them. And so then they leave home, and you pursue them. And a lot of times you become adversarial with their spouse. You compete with their spouse. You resent their spouse. Mm-hmm. And so that's a nightmare mother-in-law or father-in-law situation. And to prevent that, it just simply means I'm going to pursue my marriage and let my children be children mm-hmm. and let them grow up and leave home and have a normal, happy marriage. But we have to be willing to prioritize our relationship as number one. And this means in real terms, so Karen, you and me, we always had time together alone. Mm-hmm. And we taught our children, when our kids were little, we put them to bed and say, now this is, we've had time with you. Mm-hmm. We've had dinner with you. We've had time. Now this is our time, mom and dad's time. Mm-hmm. And the way that we trained our children is exactly the way they're training our grandchildren.
Mm-hmm, it's true.
And so, and this is something, just say, just off the cuff, about parenting. If you don't want your children to be like you, you don't understand parenting. Mm-hmm. Because parenting is more caught than taught. Mm-hmm. And so we, our marriage, we modeled in front of our children a marriage to where our marriage was first. And they knew it. Mm-hmm. And it made them feel secure. Our daughter tells a story that they had a date night every week. Her and Corey, and this is when the girls were still at home. Our granddaughters are in college. Or two of our granddaughters are in college. And one night they didn't have a date night. And the girl says, "What's wrong? Why aren't you going on your date night?" And they said, "Well, we can't this week." And the girls, it made them feel insecure. And the girl said, "It makes us feel secure when you go on your date nights because we know y'all are happy." Your children derive a tremendous amount of security from your marriage being good. Mm-hmm. And your marriage will not be, you have to say no to work. You have to say no to sports. You have to say no to friends. Mm-hmm. You have to say no to social media. You have to say no to children. But you can't say no to your spouse. Mm-hmm. You've got to have a marriage to where your spouse knows they're number one in real terms. Do you have anything else to say about that, Karen?
No, I think what you just said is perfect because it is the truth. And it does bring me a lot of comfort and joy that our kids are practicing what we taught them, you know, and we weren't even thinking that we were teaching them.
No.
You know, it's like you said, it wasn't that, "Oh, I'm going to do this so they do it." It was just something that automatically they picked up on that obviously was important.
Well, there are two situations. One is you might be violating the law of priority and you need to go to your spouse and just say, "Listen, I'm sorry. I've been putting work or sports or the kids or social media in front of you. And I really repent of that. I want you to know you're first. And anytime you feel as though I'm putting something in front of you, then I want you to let me know." Now, that'll heal your marriage. That'll bring healing. You also may be one that's violating or you're being violated and you feel as though your spouse is doing something and putting something in front of you. And the way to handle that is just to righteously get your emotions under control and go to them and say, "I love you very much and I miss you. And I feel as though that you're putting blah in front of me. I just want to talk about it." Mm-hmm. Because I really want our marriage to be first.
Yeah.
You prayed for me. You challenged me. Don't do it once and give up. Just keep doing it. Keep loving him and fight for your marriage. But marriage has to come first. And that's the law of priority. Fight for the integrity of your relationship. And I promise when you follow the law of priority, your marriage will thrive. Thank you for joining us today. We'll see you next time right here on the Marriage Today Podcast. God bless you.
Bye.
Hey, this is Brent Evans with Exo Marriage, and I want to thank you for listening to the Marriage Today podcast. We believe your marriage has a 100% chance of success if you do it God's way. If you enjoyed today's teaching and want to keep learning, hey, subscribe to the Marriage Today podcast and take some time to leave us a review. Your reviews help us spread the word and can encourage someone else in need. For more great marriage content, check out exomarriage.com, where you can see all of our marriage building resources, articles, and live events.